Today, Llama 3. Llama 3 is the newest large language AI model from Meta. And I'm really excited about Llama 3, and I've been using it extensively since it came out last week. For me, using these models has been very cyclical. And what I mean by that is when I started using ChatGPT, for example, back in November of 2022 or whenever it came out, I was super impressed. I was using it for everything. I had it rewriting emails for me. I had it writing website copy, even generating podcast ideas for this show. But what I've found is the novelty wears off. I get really excited about it. I use it a ton. And then it starts to lose its appeal until the next shiny object comes out. And part of that is the writing that ChatGPT generates is too verbose. It just uses too many words. I spent more time editing than it would have taken me to just write it myself in a lot of cases. And sometimes it just flat out makes stuff up. You ask it something simple and it confidently responds with something completely wrong. Like it'll make up statistics, it'll make up dates, it'll make up facts. So I've gotten away from using it on a daily basis for those purposes. But with Llama 3, I'm back in the cycle to being impressed and using this for pretty much everything. If you're listening to this episode on Spotify, you can also see me on video. But if you're just listening, I'll try to explain what I'm doing and what I'm showing on my screen. So first off, I've got the Llama 3 announcement page open here on my browser. If you're watching this in the video version of this podcast, on here, they explain how they trained this model and how it compares to other leading LLMs on certain benchmarks. So if I scroll down here, like right here, it says that Llama 3 is leading on a lot of important metrics. So let's see, is that the one? A lot of this is just AI jargon that won't really make sense, but basically, it's a really impressive model, and there's three versions of Llama 3. There's 7B, 80B, and, or correction, sorry, I got that backwards, 8B, 70B, and 400B, the B being billions in the number of parameters that these models are trained on, and it's all using completely open source information, public information, I should say, as opposed to what we're seeing a lot in the AI industry is companies like Google are buying data from Reddit, they own YouTube, so they're getting a lot of YouTube data, but from these giant data repositories, and then they're using that data to train their models, whereas some open source ones that they're not monetized, they're not generating revenue off of these models, they're using just publicly available data. So that's the most important thing about Llama, is that Meta has made the decision to open source its AI models. OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, is misnamed, because OpenAI is not open. ChatGPT is a closed source model, meaning that the training data is proprietary to OpenAI and you cannot use it outside of the ChatGPT interface, whether that's in your browser or in an app on your phone, for example, or via its API in third-party apps, these AI shells that people are building using the ChatGPT backend. In some way, you're either paying to use ChatGPT or you're getting a limited version of it. But with models like Llama, these can be downloaded straight to your computer or built into your apps if you're building something like lots of different use cases. And you don't need an account with Meta to use it. You don't need to share any personal data or pay anything for these. Personally, I use an app called OLlama on my computer where I can run open source models like Mistral and Llama 3 directly on my device. But I'm going to show you something today called Grok. That's GROQ.com. And you can run open source models like Llama 3 for free and insanely fast. You can run Llama 3 at over 800 tokens per second and do it from your browser. And that's what's so impressive about Llama is how fast it is. You don't have to wait. It's funny how quickly our standards change. It's like thinking back to the internet 20 years ago and having to wait for 5 seconds for a web page to load. and then our expectations get to the point where a web page takes a second to load. So it is with AI, ChatGPT, that the 5 seconds that it takes to generate an answer is like unacceptable now. So Llama 3 is like that, where you ask it a question, it responds, gives you an 800 token answer in a second. So it's a game changer in that sense as well. So I'm going to go to groq.com, grok.com. If you haven't made an account, you can do it really easily. That's all it asks. Doesn't need any information other than email address. And then once you're in here, there's just a message box, and it's got these three boxes right here are like pre-built prompts that it just to give you an idea of something you can ask. But here at the top right, where it says Llama 3.8b, that's the model that this will be prompting it. You can also use Gemma, Llama 2, which is the previous version of Llama, and that would be the 70 billion parameter model. You can use Llama 3 at the 70 billion parameter model, or Llama 3.8b, which is the one that I use the most because it's so insanely fast, or Mixtral, which is another open source model. All of these are open source. Nothing here costs money. And then this chat here is it says system prompt, and then this is where you can assign it a role. So this was, I forget what I was doing here, but I already have a prompt in here. It says, you are an editor, review the prompt for spelling and grammar mistakes, then correct them. If something is unclear, simplify the language and restate it in a way that would make sense to a broad audience. So I was having this review something that I wrote and just mostly looking at it for spelling and grammar mistakes. And then you just hit save and it locks in that prompt, and that is the function that this model is going to now have. If I click on it again, one that I've been doing lately is I say, you are a language teacher, your student is a native English speaker learning Spanish, currently at a B2 level, respond to his questions in Spanish, mix in some English to explain more complicated subjects if you need, that type of thing. That was the prompt I was giving it. And then I was having a conversation with it in Spanish, which was super useful. And then it would chime in with, you know, oh, you used this punctuation wrong, you said this word incorrectly, or this isn't something that they would actually say. And so yeah, you can prompt it anything you want here, give it any function, you hit save, and then you ask it a question. So I gave it this editor role. So let me just, I'm gonna pause this real quick and I'm gonna just give it something to edit. Okay, so I found something I wrote about a book, and I'm just gonna paste it into here, into the message box. And I hit this little send button, and look at that. It's already got a response. 790.87 tokens per second is how fast that happened. And if you're not watching this, I hit enter and the response was already there, basically. It's just immediate. So this is a game changer. Like ChatGPT, it would do like one line at a time, and you'd have to wait probably 10 seconds, 15 seconds for this response to come out. And somewhere there's a report. Oh, you can change the tone. If I click on these little dials here, you can make it professional, educator, friendly, neutral. You can put it into bullet points. You can have it expand it, or sentence. I'm not exactly sure what that one does. Let's try bullets. And in this, okay, there it is. For a brief second there was a message that said, you are in the queue. And what that's about is, from Grok, if they have a large amount of requests coming in at once, then they can't process all those at the same time. So they put you in a queue until this prompt can get sent to the engine. Oh, here it is. So if you hover over this little lightning bolt in the top right, it tells you how long that took. So round trip time, 3.1 seconds. Input, I gave it, I think this is telling me I put in 437 tokens, and then the output was 428 tokens. And then the inference time, the time that it was thinking about this, was half of a second. So anyways, this was me nerding out about Llama 3. Go check it out. You can use it on grok.com, or you can download it and run it locally on your machine with something like Ollama.